Hi, my name is Scott Anderson, and you've reached my podcast. Thank you very much for listening. One of the things that I'm curious about is it's November 1st, 2021, and tomorrow, November 2nd, 2021, we have an election in Virginia. That election, it's been pretty hotly contested so far, and I'm very curious what will happen. My gut is that on November 3rd, 2021, whoever lost is going to scream that the election was fixed. And who responds to that and reacts to that and acts upon that and does anything about that is what's going to be interesting. We as a people, we as a country, we as a nation have long represented what freedom is for many people. Let us truly not oppress those who disagree, but let us also truly ask those who disagree to give us a view, a package, a value, and also give us the information that they have that makes it possible for us to fully understand what it is that was taken. It is virtually impossible to have widespread voter fraud across multiple U.S. states. You might be able to do voter fraud in one small location, that location controlled and very small. But the likelihood is of widespread election fraud is so small, it's infinitesimal. And if it does happen, it's happening at such a high level that it's going to ultimately just blow up. It will not work. The reality is you can't do it across that number of people, that number of states. Exit polling pretty much showed that the race in 2020 finished the way the race finished. There was no shift between exit polling and the final voting results. In fact, they were the same. Exit polling put the race by about 8 points to Joe Biden. And that's insurmountable, even with the system and the tricks the Republican Party have built using the Electoral College. It's just not possible to overcome an 8% gap in voting. An 8% fraud, I mean, that's millions of votes. That kind of fraud at that level is so unbelievable, so impossible. And we have to be realistic. We're not talking about voter fraud where you're literally looking at maybe one or two places through the whole election. This would have to be systemic voter fraud across a massive number of states and millions upon millions of fake votes. So it's not possible, it's not feasible, and at this point, it's just gotten to the point of being sublimely stupid. We're a year after. Virginia's going to hold their election. I truly, at this point, hope that there are no protests. I hope the Virginia Capitol does not get stormed a few days after the election. It's certified and we move on. Because ultimately, what has to happen in this country is a time of healing. We have to stop complaining about things that aren't real and start fixing things that are. We've wasted the last 4 years waiting for a miracle on climate change. It hasn't happened. It's time for us to roll up our sleeves and act. I'm afraid the time of talking about what was lost has to turn from stupid claims of elections that are at best stupid, at worst. I'm sorry to say this, but at worst they are debilitating. And it's time for us to turn instead to the broader reality of what it is that we are going to do as a country to heal ourselves. What is it that we are going to do as a country to help heal climate change and solve some of the systemic problems that we have in the world today? My name is Scott Anderson. Thank you so much for listening to my podcast.